Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome you all here today, and I want to talk to you about continuing what I was speaking to you about yesterday, and that is understanding what it is to encourage and be encouraging and to be encouraging to one another. It's such an important thing, and I pray that you were blessed yesterday by hearing this word of our Creator about encouragement and the things that we need to do to lift one another up, not just to do it, but how to do it. The Bible talks a lot about encouraging each other. It speaks about it often. It says in John 16:33, Yeshua himself, I have said these things that you may have peace in the world. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Even though Yeshua allowed us to know the trials in our lives and the things that are going on, He wants us to be encouraged because Yahweh reigns. Hallelujah. Yahweh reigns. So we pray for each other here every day. I want to remind you, whether it's the people close to you, the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself, right? Love your neighbor. Well, the people in your house are your closest neighbors. They're the ones that are there with you, your spouse. And to love them and to encourage them, to love and encourage, not just one, but do both. Romans 15:4 says, for whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instructions, so that perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So we spoke yesterday about hope and the hope that we have in Yeshua, and our hope lies in Him. But today I want to talk about the perseverance, the race that we're on, to understand the importance of pacing ourselves at these times, to pace ourselves and understand the race. We don't know where the finish line is. We don't know when it's going to end. If we knew, we wouldn't have to pace ourselves, but we have to prepare ourselves for the long run. We have to prepare ourselves for the full race, not expecting a quick sprint, but to prepare for a long race. And if it happens to be a quick race, so be it. We've covered everything because we were prepared. But if you're sprinting out of the gate, you're going to die out, so to say. You're going to run out of steam. And this is what happens with so many people when they become new believers. They get so excited. And they're just so on fire for Yahweh to do things and get things done. But then they die out just as quickly as they got ignited. We want to pace ourselves. That doesn't mean holding back. Our Creator never wants to hold back the gifts He gave us. It doesn't mean not doing everything to our fullest. No. But what it means is to be prepared for the full race and not just for a short time. There are different seasons, so to say, and different things that will come up in our lives and so on. And there are some things that we can never be prepared for. Things that happen unexpectedly. But we could always prepare in our relationship with our wonderful Father, and we can prepare by teaching ourselves and training ourselves to be obedient to Him, not to go off the decisions that come from our heart or our feelings or our emotions, but to train ourselves to go off the decisions we've made in our minds and regardless of what we could even think and comprehend way beyond that. The decisions that we've made a dedication to keep, regardless of our human thinking or our hearts, we're going to stick to what we've promised. We're going to stick to this covenant. When the children went into the promised land, Joshua was deceived by the local people because they made their clothes. They were told to kill and destroy and get rid of and separate and divide themselves from all of the people of that area so they would not become a snare to them. But Joshua made a mistake by not doing the diligence. When people came to him with their shoes all messed up or their sandals all messed up, their clothes were all dirty, they said, "We come from far away. We're not from this land." And Joshua made the mistake by not going to a creator in prayer and asking him if this is the truth. You see, these people were lying. They were right from there. They were right there. But Joshua took their word for it. So he made a covenant with them that he would not destroy them. He made that covenant with them. And then he found out afterwards that they lied to him. They lied to him. So with our human, revengeful, lustful minds, we could say, well, now we have justification to break the covenant. But Joshua said, "I cannot break this covenant. Even though I was deceived, I made this choice and I cannot go back on my word." And then we don't see it later till Saul actually destroyed them and broke the covenant that Joshua made, where and the result was a great famine all over the land of Israel. So we must, when we make that decision to follow Yahweh, when we make that decision to believe in him, we need to have some type of plan. And we need to stick to the plan. Now we have a choice. Do we go to our plan or his plan? That's the decision we have to make. But our whole lives we've been listening to our plans, and it's always been coming up short because we can't do everything. But his plan is Yeshua. And through Yeshua, everything can be accomplished. And our Father knew us before we were born. He says, "I know every hair on your head. I formed you in that womb. I know everything about you. I know everything you're thinking." And he wants us, he says, "Know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you hope." Where man says, there's a way that seems right to all man, but it actually ends in death, is what the scriptures say. So it's coming up short, man's plans. So I want to encourage you to stick to Yahweh's plans. And many of you say, "Well, I would love to do that, but I don't know what his plan is for me." Well, I want to tell you and remind you that the Bible is the blueprint for his plan for your life. He did not hide from us what his plan was for us when he said, "Know the plans I have for you." Here they are. He's given us the blueprint. He's given us the guide. He's given us the instructions, his holy word. "These are the plans I have for you. These are the way you can accomplish them." No matter what's going on in the world around you, this is how you can stay encouraged. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now. There's still wars going on, and there might always be wars going on, but nothing new's under the sun, because there were wars going on during the time of the scriptures. And now maybe the reality is sinking in for some people that have disconnected themselves from reading the scriptures. When you hear things about these wars that were going on and all these different attacks and all this stuff that's going on, you can kind of get a more of a sense of, or a feeling of the position that people were in. And when they gave that their life up to make that decision to follow Yeshua and put their life aside to be born again, to come to follow him, they didn't just do it in a church service with fancy walls and an air-conditioning building. Many of did it in the battleground as their life was truly on the line. We have to understand this, though. Whether you're in that fancy air conditioning building on a Sunday morning, or whether you're at the battleground during war right now, wherever you are in this world, your life is always on the line. Because it says in the scriptures that the enemy is looking to devour and attack and destroy and kill. Yahweh's believers, always, no matter where we are. And when we think we're most comfortable, we're most vulnerable. And that can create a tremendous issue as well. So we always have to understand the spiritual battle that's going on. And when we think about all these things, no matter how many walls are surrounding us, no matter how much money we have, no matter how nice our car is, no matter how many people in our life like us, there's only one way to assure that we'll get that the future and the hope that Yahweh has according to his plan, and that is by following his plan. When we get off his plan, the problems of the world bother us, hurt us, and depress us. When we stick to his plan, I don't say the problems of the world won't happen, but they don't affect us. They don't bother us. They don't depress us. We're encouraged by Yahweh's promise and the covenant that he made with our ancestors. We're encouraged by that. And remember, we are to encourage one another and tell each other these things every day, as it tells us. And I want to tell you all right now, for those of you that didn't hear the previous message, and for those of you that are listening right now, I want you to understand and know, and I want you to write it down, and I want you to repeat it every single day for the rest of your life. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. For Yahweh himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the triumph call of Yahweh. And the dead in Yeshua will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yahweh in the air. And so we'll be with Yahweh forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Encourage one another. And I pray that was encouragement to you to understand the situation we're in right now, where we're in, what we're going through. It's for a time such as this that we're here now and going through these things. But a greater time awaits us. So we need to be an encouragement to one another and build each other up as we're going through these times and these situations. So we remind each other, stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. There are people contacting me every day that are sick with illnesses and getting diagnoses of disease and all these things. But even worse are the people that don't have those things, but they have these other issues like coveting their neighbor's property, like lusting and pornography, like thinking money is going to solve all their problems in this world, or thinking they can survive or get by without Yeshua. That's a much bigger issue. You know, people don't think about that or look at those things. I wish I had that. Oh, look at that. No. We got to stop doing that, and we got to be thankful for everything Yeshua has given us. And we got to live our lives and with the confidence that we can do all things through him who strengthened us. But when we start saying negative words and negative things and thinking negative words and negative things, there's not anything you cannot accomplish if you are truly following Yeshua. Remember, you're not following your boss at work. You're not following the company policy or this local sports team. Yeshua is the one you're following. You know, if you're a believer in Yeshua, it's he's the one who you work for. There's different levels in organizations. There's the CEO, there's the president, there's the managers, and so on. And you might be a worker at the bottom of the chain there. But even at the top of the chain of that CEO is Yahweh. And regardless of what kind of company it is, or what is going on, Yahweh is the one that is ultimately in control of that. And he is at the top of the chain. So we have to be encouraged and start thinking we're not working for such and such company, or we're not doing this for such and such person. Yahweh is the top of the chain, and he's the one we're doing this for. How do you think during the times of slavery, they made it? They were encouraged to know they weren't working for their slave, working for their master. They were working for Yahweh. So they were able to do their job with confidence and hope and trust and knowing the truth. And the truth did set them free. How do you think the people that are getting persecuted around the world right now, getting persecuted, beat, can survive? Because they know who's in control. At an instant, if Yahweh could speak the world into existence with his words, if Yahweh can speak one word and somebody can rise from the dead, Yahweh can stop that torture from happening. Yahweh can stop that disease from happening. Now, do we know all things? Do we know why he allows this to happen? Do we know every situation where something doesn't go according to the way we want it to? Some situations that seem terrible in this world. Do we know why? No. It says in the scriptures there are some things that man will know and some things that only Yahweh knows. But we have to trust that he's in control. And there are some things going on in the world, like how in the world can there were innocent people in 9/11. There are innocent people in the war right now that are being killed. Why would an Elohim who loved us so much allow evil in this world? Why will he allow people to suffer? Why are these things going? Well, I'll tell you, the scriptures answer everything for us. And the scriptures say pretty clearly, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted Yahweh's instructions, for they have ignored his guidelines and instructions. That's what it says. The earth suffers because we're not on his plan. We're not following his plan. Does this mean everyone with the disease is not following him? Does this mean everyone that's being tortured or being killed and all over the world right now hasn't been following his plan? Just like the blind man, there are some people that have done nothing wrong. But Yahweh had a plan for that situation. And this is the thing. When we lose that belief and understanding that Yahweh's in control, it's not easy to be encouraged when you're going through these things. Even if you know he's in control, it's difficult. But when he said, follow me, if you're truly following him, you can't run backwards to the world and to tidy up all these things and close all these. No, you follow him. Follow me. And remember what he said, let the dead bury their dead. You have a new life in Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we think that these things that he's given us in his great treasure of the scriptures, the holy word, with all these guidelines and instructions, he didn't just give us 10 commandments. One of the biggest deceptions that the enemy has created over people today is for people to think there are only 10 commandments of our Creator. Only 10 instructions. No. No. Our Creator has given us the key to life. Of how to get everything, how to be the most richest, fabulous, wealthiest, healthiest, joyful person in all the world. And all our Creator has to do is speak one word, and it would happen for us. But in his grace and mercy, he didn't just give us one commandment or two commandments. And remember, commandment is not a suggestion. It's a commandment. That's another thing people get wrong. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. But he didn't just give us one or two or 10. He gave us over 16. He gave us over 600 guidelines and instructions of how to what it means to follow him. To follow him. And we think about these concepts and these principles. And it's the world's way and of the way of our fleshly desire to not follow him. To not build one another up. To not encourage one another. We must do that. It said in 2 Corinthians 13:11, finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restitution, encourage one another to be of one mind, live in peace, and the Elohim of love and peace will be with you. Hallelujah. How many of you listening right now want love and peace to completely be in your life? How many people want it? You know, raise your hand or give a thumbs up wherever you're listening right now. So much going on in this world. Never stop smiling. Never stop smiling. I want to encourage you all. I want to encourage you all this day. This is the day Yahweh has made, and it says, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Are you rejoicing today? Are you glad in this day? Remember who you're working for. If you're getting up to go to a job you don't like, remember who's really in control of that job. What company you represent. Who you're truly working for. Now get up and be encouraged and be excited and joyful throughout your day. Because you might spend some time and some hours at a job or a position you don't necessarily want to be in. But Yahweh has you there for a reason. And Yahweh knows all the answers and all the reasons. And he wants you to continue to study and to talk to him about these different things. But to go out there and be the best representative possible. The best representative possible. And to give people what they need to set the example of Yeshua in their life. So their eyes would be opened up as well. Acts 20 verse 35 says, in everything I did, I showed you all this kind of hard work. We must help the weak. Remembering the words of Yahweh himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You know, there's so much controversy about the Apostle Paul and his Torah keeping and all this. I could tell you, without a doubt, besides Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, one of the most encouraging people all in all the scriptures was the Apostle Paul. Always encouraging, always trying to lift people up, always trying to make people stay focused on Yahweh. So we need to be encouraged, to be an encourager to one another. As it says in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, praise be to Yahweh, a wonderful creator. The father of compassion and the Elohim of comfort who comforts all of us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from Yahweh. Remember, we want to strengthen each other and build each other up to win this race, to understand what it means to pace ourselves, to be strong with his mighty power, but also to edify everything that Yahweh is doing in our own lives as well, and to live that life to the fullest. When you're living in worry and fear, you're not being a good representative of our wonderful creator. We need to pray for one another. When things are going bad, to come together and pray. And sometimes our creator brings people in our lives or puts us in situations to help us to come see the truth about these things and realize these things and possibly things we've done wrong or we need to do better. He doesn't want us to do this to make us jealous, or he wants to wake us up to encourage us to stay in this race and pace ourselves for the end. Prepare for the end, not the short sprint, but the long race. He tells us not to pretend to love others and do things out of a show or something like this. He tells us to do these things out of genuine love for one another, the same love that Yeshua has for us. The same genuine affection he has for us. Oh, the joy of knowing our wonderful Creator. You look at King David and all the trials he went through in his life and all the hard things he went through in his life. He can find joy in knowing that he knows our Creator and he's following him. Hallelujah. And we have that opportunity and that choice. Each day is a new day. And we might have messed up. We might have had a bad day. That's not an excuse to keep doing that. But the answer isn't that we got knocked out, so we're done. You know, how quickly can you get back up and keep moving forward on that narrow path that leads to Yeshua? And I want to encourage you all this day. I want to encourage you all because there's so much left to do. There's so much work out there and so many ways to be blessed. And I want you to read the word. Read the word and be blessed by it. This is the day Yahweh has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. He will show us this day a more excellent way. And each day we understand and we know that Yeshua died for us so we can have life abundantly. That's the plans are for good and a future and a hope. That's what he wants. And his scriptures are filled with all of these instructions to overcome obstacles in our life. That we be encouraged each day to be strong and courageous and not tremble or be dismayed. For Yahweh is with you wherever you go. That's exactly what Joshua said. To be strong and courageous. And that's what I call you today. To be strong and courageous. Remember, Yahweh goes before you in every situation. And he is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. And may he fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. When you go through the deep waters, he will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, says Yahweh. He is our refuge, and he will take care of us. His wings will spread over us, and he will protect us. We need to understand that. No matter how it appears in this world, no matter how it appears in our life, be encouraged, one another. Be encouraged for this blessed day. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. This today is a day that Yahweh wants you to be encouraged. It's a day he has made that he says we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what happens, do not lose courage. For there's a reward in this race. And it will eventually come to the end. We might not know where the finish line is, but we have to know we're in the race and who we're representing, who we're working for. May the Elohim fulfill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, Romans 15:13. I pray this is blessing somebody today, and may Yahweh just be with you this day. May you be encouraged and stay strong. Thank you, and hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a blessed day.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2276.